Over the last 2 years, we've brought you numerous stories about high-level whistleblowers at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation's nuclear waste treatment plant. It's one of the largest environmental cleanup projects on Earth. Now, yet another top expert there is risking his career to speak openly. He tells our correspondent Anna King that the plant's vessels and pipes, as they were designed now, will leak radioactive waste within their plant lifespan.
Don Alexander is a top scientist with the Department of Energy. He makes scientific recommendations about Hanford's waste treatment plant, the one that's being designed to process 56 million gallons of radioactive sludge near the Columbia River.
I want to see us be successful and remove this problem that was created out here by my people in my grandfather's generation.
And the waste treatment plant at Hanford has Alexander worried, especially about the plant's pipes and large containers called vessels that are intended to process the waste into huge glass logs. The pipes are made of stainless steel metal, but he says that metal just isn't tough enough to withstand this toxic radioactive gunk for 40 years without any maintenance.
You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, with the hardest metal, the one that can resist erosion the best, being a 10, the metals that were selected for the plant are about a 2.
Here's why that's a problem. The sludge has a lot of heavy metals, abrasive particles, and it's corrosive. It could eat holes in the metal, and Alexander says it could happen in the section of the plant that's sealed off from humans because it will be so radioactively hot.
From my perspective, we're probably in a worse position today with respect to our linkage between our design and our safety basis than we've ever been.
These concerns are not Alexander's alone. Experiments run for plant contractor Bechtel showed much more erosion in far less time than predicted by other scientists. What's more, the Federal Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board recently issued a report outlining similar concerns with the pipes and vessels. Alexander felt so strongly about this issue, he filed a formal, differing professional opinion document with the Department of Energy. All of this led the agency to hire a group of other scientists to take a look at all the evidence and report back. Scott Samuelson is the Department of Energy's manager at the Waste Treatment Plant Project.
You know, our commitment is that if something needs to be changed in order to make sure this plant performs its appropriate function and that we can operate it safely, we're going to do that.
And the Department of Energy said in a statement that it's aware of the concerns about pipe strength and continues to test the durability of the plant's materials. But Alexander says he raised these issues years ago. Since then, a lot of the pipes and vessels have been installed. Alexander says the longer project managers wait, the more costly it will get to fix these issues.
Everybody's saying everything's fine. Everything's fine. Well, everything will be fine until we operate, right?
He compares the treatment plant to another government project that went horribly wrong in 1986. Before the space shuttle Challenger exploded, engineers raised concerns, but NASA managers went ahead anyway. Alexander says right now, Hanford's treatment plant buildings look impressive. Towering giants of concrete and steel.
But when the button's pressed, like it was for the Challenger, everything changes.
The scientists for the Department of Energy expect to release their findings this summer. The Federal Nuclear Safety Board plans a public hearing in the Tri-Cities in March. I'm Anna King in Richland.